all these, we have shopping and service and all these different sections for you to utilize. It's very easy for you to just go into settings, click edit page to see these options there. Whether you have an external website such as Shopify or using BigCommerce, you're able to merge those and you're able to showcase all the products that you specifically have to offer. We have the learning bars for you to help with the technicalities and things of that nature, but the whole process is pretty straightforward. Again, covering this idea of convenience, you're making sure everyone can see the things that you have to offer as a business. So, if you're selling physical products, highly encourage having the shopping section. So once people decide, look, I like this business.
Yo ando aquí con este, con Philip Boris, el de Comedy. Estamos, estamos aquí de underground en el community. Estoy grabando para mandarlo para el podcast. Yo, Anchor.
The same way that we have a shopping section and a services section, you're able to post job openings for your specific business, especially to those within your local community. Not only is it a matter of helping out your business as a whole, trying to find local qualified help, but again, a matter of how your business looks. Investing right back into the community, trying to give people the experiences or opportunities that they could potentially get. And so, by turning on the job section, again, you're able to easily just post the specific openings of specific things in your business where you may want to hire people. You can fill out all the specific information that goes with it. And so people can conveniently see this again. So beginning, we have the immediate details. Here we have the convenient details. And finally, we have that idea of independence. The main thing that we stated before was that attention spans aren't necessarily the best that they've been in a while. It's a matter of once people immediately decide, look, I need to interact with your business. I'll be able to kind of give better one-on-one answers to that towards the end. But I will keep you in mind, promise. So for this, again, for this idea of independence, right? Immediately when people decide, look, I want to interact with this business, you want to give them the option to do so right then and there. So one of the main ways to do that is through the call to action buttons that we have associated with pages. By quick show of hands, many of you all are familiar with the phrase call to action. Okay, great. So for those of you all that aren't familiar, all the call to action buttons describe action you want people to take once they're on your page, or once they're looking at a specific ad or content post for you. So you want to make sure that this call to action button does exactly what you need people to do when they look at your page. So as an example, if you're a restaurant, you have your business page, everything is set up the way that you needed it to, you have the visuals, the information, the convenient shopping section that you may specifically need. At the top, you can have a call to action button that says start order. So immediately when people decide they want to interact with your business, they can click on that, then be led to the link of your specific restaurant and do it just then, just then. They don't need an extra phone call, extra email, no extra lines. Immediately when they decide they want to talk to you, they're given that option. Next, we have the Shop Now button for those retailers that we discussed earlier. Once people click Shop Now, they're led to your specific inventory, maybe a separate website that you may have. They can automatically go through all the things that they may potentially want to buy, all the inventory that you have. And finally, again, we have buttons for service providers as well. Things such as Book Now, or even things such as Get Quote Now. And buttons such as Book Now are able to link with external booking tools that a lot of service providers utilize. And so that process happens immediately when you provide that link. But that being said, on the off chance that the booking tool can't necessarily be integrated, you're still able to facilitate all this conversation, all this information, through Facebook Messenger. So people will just click Book Now, they'll be sending you an automatic message, reply right then and there and facilitate this conversation. So, covered a lot in that specific section, but it all boils down to the idea of convenience, immediacy, and independence, allowing people to interact with your business when they want to and when they need to, so they can become a customer whenever they decide that's the right time for them. So, now we're moving on to the middle section, which is about communicating with customers. And with communicating with customers, it's again establishing that sense of relationship, allowing that pathway of open talking between you and those in your local community. So quickly back to the survey that we discussed earlier, we also asked local businesses about what their top goals were. And it was split between two sections. The first was business priority, which was growth. growing their customer base. And the next was marketing goals, which was raising awareness. And so to accomplish either one of these goals or even both at the same time, it all boiled down to this one main factor. And it was making sure that businesses can reach people where they are. 52% of the individuals we surveyed said that they like receiving locally relevant updates and information on their Facebook and Instagram feeds. It's that idea of content communication, right? That idea of knowing, okay, what is it that this business has to offer and how can it specifically help me? That idea is in that phrase, locally relevant. It's not just a matter of getting any information, but information that relates specifically for them. And so this idea of constant communication, talking to one another, letting your local neighborhood know exactly what's happening with your business, what deals they can participate in, what events you may have, boils down to that idea of the convenience lover. The main word is convenience, and it's convenience based off of the information that you give them as a business. They want to know exactly what it is that's going on with your business, and a lot of that information is shared on their specific news feed or through social media as a whole. But on top of that, the main thing that it boils down to is that they want an avenue to talk to you as a business. If something happens, if they need to talk to one of the people that represent your business for questions or issues that they may have, they need that sense of convenience. They need to know, look, not only can I purchase this product from this specific business in my neighborhood, but I can constantly talk to them. I can maintain this relationship, and I can see what other things I can possibly participate in. Whereas building your mobile presence kind of focuses on creating relationships, a lot of the communicating kind of goes to that idea of maintaining relationships as well. And so to facilitate that idea of communication, right, it's split into two sections. It's one, talking from one to many. Talking from your sole business to those within your specific neighborhood, which is embodied in that idea of posting features. And that's complemented by the final piece, which is that one-to-one talk, talking from your specific business to one specific individual. And this boils down to that idea of page messaging. So both of these combined kind of covers that idea of communicating with your customers on a constant basis. That idea of communicating one-to-many, again, that just boils down to the things that you post on your specific page. One main thing that I'd like to say, you know, there are a lot of things that you can post for your specific page, right? For your individual page, all the things that you post, such as photos or status updates, represents the voice of you as an individual person. That same idea is given to your business page. Everything that you post for your customers and fans to see represents the voice of your specific business. You want to constantly make sure that they're always hearing that voice, whether it's a matter of just what your business does overall, or the specific things that are happening at that specific time. A lot of things that involved posting engaging content can be articles that relate to your specific business that you just post the links to so that people are constantly informed about things that your business represents. But it's also very important to post things such as offer sales that you may have or flash sales that you may have for the local community. Again, this idea of connecting with the local, with local shoppers, with those that want to see the things that businesses are doing. Constantly having this new information, not just photos, not just videos, but articles, but flash sales and things that represent your business as a whole, really help build that. And I'd like to also add the word engaging, because it's not just a matter of content, but content that makes us stop and look at it. So I'll give a quick recommendation to you all right now. I believe in this event, we have the presentation, Getting Creative with Your Mobile Phone. I highly, highly recommend you all checking that out if it comes to posting content that you want to be thumbs up, things that kind of just pop out of the page and make people take a second. Because again, it's not just a matter of giving people the information that they need, but doing it in a way that looks appealing, the same way that we talked about the images at the beginning. So with posting engaging content, again, just a variety of things. Photos of represent your business, videos, Facebook Live, things along that nature that kind of showcase what people need to know conveniently at that specific time. And now keep in mind, when it comes to posting things on your page, only those that follow you can specifically see it at that time. So if you want to connect with the local community, boosting posts is one of the main ways to do that. Now for those of you all that aren't familiar with the phrase boosting posts, all that does is it takes content that you've already posted. Let's say that you put a photo on your specific page and you want to expand the audience. You want to make sure that other people can see it as well, not just those that follow your page. So click the button boost post, that blue button right there at the bottom, and you'll select, if we're talking about connecting locally, you'll click locally boost or things of that nature. Those that may not already follow you but live in your community will then be able to see this post. Turn it into an advertisement. You're building a community around this post, allowing those that didn't know about you before to hear about you, to, again, understand that idea of convenience, getting the information that they need, even if they're not specifically following you. And through all that, by establishing your voice as a business in your neighborhood, that's one way to maintain this constant communication with your customers. Finally, again, it's not just a matter of talking to everybody, but talking to singular people at a time. And so that's why page messaging is important as well. And not only to turn on to facilitate these conversations, to allow people to talk to you and ask you questions and things of that nature, but also to get the features that come with it. When you turn on page messaging, you're given specific features that allow you to facilitate, you know, these responses and talks with those in your neighborhood. The first of them are away messages. So anytime you business owners or entrepreneurs may have gotten that random Facebook message at 3 a.m. on a Saturday night that you can't necessarily respond to at that specific time, you'll be able to tell people, look, I'm not here at this specific moment, but I will get back to you as soon as possible. And by having that, again, you're still establishing communication. You're still letting them know, look, you're part of the community. You will be able to have this conversation. You're still able to be responsive even if you're not physically typing in those messages with customers, which is very, very important. People don't want to just, you know, call customer service or call businesses anymore if they have an immediate question. By opening up these avenues, you're establishing relationships with your local community, which we've seen go a very long way. You're also given the feature of save templates. So for those frequently asked questions you're getting all the time, what time do you open, what time do you close, you have this in stock, you have that in stock, where are you located? If people have specific questions, instead of, you know, waiting for you to specifically respond, you're able to have these templates saved. So if they log into your page, they can just say, oh, where is it located? Click on that specific button, and they're given the answer. So by turning on page messaging, again, it's not just communicating by typing in a message, but it's giving you features that allow you to be responsive and connect with those around you, even if you're not typing down every single word.
Don't test. Vamos a ver, sígueme sola.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.